Agni Devi, correct? The goddess of speech. When Swami Vivekananda came before those 1,000 people in Chicago, he just closed his eyes, he prayed, and then began. Pray. We always make prayer the last option when it should be the first strategy. Number two, what's next? Prepare. The more prepared you are, the more confident you will be, the more creative you will be also. And we find this a lot with our Balaver teachers. When you're not prepared, there's no capacity for creativity. But those who know the subject well, they can use that message like hot plastic. They can create any shape out of that. Prepare. Next, practice will come. There's one step between prepare and practice. Enjoy. If you're not enjoying, how is anyone else going to enjoy, correct? If you're sweating, you're going to make other people sweat also. You have to come in with the visualization that people are there too. Yes. Yes. Will you think that people are there not to listen to you, or that people are there to listen to you? How are you going to be a better speaker? Obviously with the visualization that they're there to listen to. And if you don't radiate that, they're going to start not to listen to you. It's most important to enjoy. Sahana o bhunaktu, correct? May we enjoy. And I don't like how in secular ways they say, imagine everyone in their undergarments. Right? That would be frightening. So enjoy instead of, don't bring more fear, bring more laughter. And then as was shared, was practice. I feel at the end of every public speaking engagement, you should go back to how you did. In my notebook, on the top left corner of each page, I write, in the top right corner, I write SG. What does SG stand for? Good. Don't say Sheila Gupta. Sadhguru. And then after I'm finished a discourse, I'll actually go through my notes and whatever I didn't cover. I teach a lot of courses, so I'm fortunate I can cover it in the next class. And I give myself a mark also. Not based on you, it's based on me, because only I know what my potential is. So here's a rating system for you to think about. 60, you give yourself 60%, that's garbage. 60% is garbage. 70 is going. It happened, but that's it. It's like being alive but not living. 80 is good. That should be our minimum aspiration, should be 80. 90 is Gurudev. You know, that's not your aspiration. You've achieved your guru's aspiration. And 100 is God. That Bhagavan Saraswati manifested there that time in that experience. So when you are able to analyze yourself in a tactile way like that, we have a forum for growth then. So pray, prepare, enjoy, practice. What's another synonym for enjoy that starts with P? Pleasure to rajasic. Play? Play is good, right? So there's 4 P's for you. Pray, prepare, play, and practice. So be ready for next year's retreat. During this time, we have a workshop, which is really whatever we want to do. So now let's talk a little bit about this retreat in regards to how you will plan the next retreat. Right now, we have a team of people from Chinmay Mission Atlanta that plan this retreat. If you were the organizer, what was done well that we should keep doing, And what should we do differently? As in better. Because remember, they hosted the retreat, but everyone organized it. They talked to the DC people, the DC people talked to the Raleigh people. And it's that parampara. This is our Devi parampara. We always say Sadashiva Samarambam. This is our Devi parampara, correct? That's also good, but this is also good. So, thoughts from anyone on what you enjoyed, what you learned from, what you would like to do differently? So please share it, because this is for our development also. We'll spend 9 minutes doing this. Loud. Yes, totally agree. This was simple living, high thinking. I feel this whole ashram is like that. We weren't rushing like some of our other experiences, even in Chinmay Mission. Noted. Srilatha, are you in the room right now? You're making notes? Good. Okay. This isn't a competition, it is. Yes. Yes. It's a fine idea in such settings, I feel, to not have formal bhikshas. I feel in a public setting it becomes exclusive. So this is a very inclusive environment that everyone got a chance, I think, to sit together. Good. Your friend said this, correct? See, the people here, you have some people who have come to all Devi retreats. You have some people who have never been to self-development at all. Yes? So we have a large demographic that you have to work with. Now, if you see the flow of this retreat, I Love You Letters is here. Last Niji and I are trying to make this here. And then your discussion was, what are worldly ways to find your calling? For those who, I don't know what's happening here either, I need this. And that's okay. Each of us evolves in our own way. So we can't just address this, correct? Not everyone can go to the Vedanta course. So Gurudev made a postal Vedanta courses. Not everyone can do that. Study groups. Not everyone can do that. Jnana Yagnas. So we have to think big picture. When you put yourself as an organizer, don't think from your perspective. Think from everyone's perspective. Noted? What if we only had Dokla every day? Right? All the South Indians are mad just thinking about it. Yes, Gauri. Yes. Yeah, so it's Auntie's fault, not yours, right? Yes. Sure. This is Gauri's standard feedback in every environment is about the food. So, and fine, though. The food here was fine in all ways, but do remember, Pujaswami Chinmayananda organized any sort of experience. The Mahasamadhi camps used to be in universities. You walked 10 minutes to get to class. You shared a bathroom and on and on and on. Now nobody is tough enough for that, isn't it? Pittsburgh's hosting the retreat in 2019. I've already, in my mind before we found that out, saying, you know, we have so many universities in Pittsburgh. We'll do it at a university. Already I've been told we can't do it at a university. So now we have to find a hotel. Right, but the environment does play, it is conducive. So when you organize whatever, do think about simplifying, like this ashram, food. Eat khichdi. Just Just poha in the morning. Nothing else. No tea, only black coffee. No cream. No cream, no sugar, nothing. And you will adapt to it. So many of you have come on yatras with me. That's how our meals are in the ashram, and people loved it. They liked eating in the ashram more than when we would be on the train or in Mumbai. But we don't try. Now, in DC, when we organize our junior chick retreats, each meal we put a challenge there. One of them is you have all of your metal trays of food, and at the end there's a metal tray of ice. And you have to take a big scoop of ice and put it all over your food. And eat like that. So the roti becomes soggy, the dal becomes watery. You didn't come here for the food. You came here for the teaching. Another time, each person made their plate and sat down. Then they had to leave and they had to sit at another person's plate. So if you put a lot of chili, you may get nothing. You had to eat everything, even if there's more food. If there's less food, that's your prarabdha. So noted, Gauri's point is noted about simpler in all ways. We're appreciative, we're only thinking differently. Yes, yes, correct it. Yes. Sure, so the Ramdhun was peaceful. I'd heard that there could have been a softer transition between that and the comedy garba. So softer transition, softer. Anyone else? What could we have done better? Because we're running out of this time. What we could have done better? What you would like to try differently, Nita? Mm-hmm. Yes. Certainly. That's why next year's retreat is at my center. Next year, we're going to work through the panchakoshas to get to the self. So each kind of segment of the day will be go past the body, go past the breath. So certainly we'll be pushing people in those challenging ways. Good point. Do you have a thought, Madhu? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The variety is important because people are coming to so many retreats. Noted. Here, here, and then here, and these three, and then we're finished. Go ahead. Yes, because everyone was very cooperative yesterday when we were in nature, correct? That's why you're saying that. Each ashram is different. Remember in DC, we didn't have any nature. So a lot of it has to literally do with the context. We do have a large soccer field at our ashram. So when we say mandatory, there's no joke about that. So part of the dress code, Sri Lataji, is soccer shoes. So this is so true, though. We all live in cities like DC, Los Angeles, where we just don't have nature anymore. So as we plan, whatever we plan, even in our Balavir camps, if you are at the center, one day take them off-site to an athletics arena or a park. It's important. Over here, yes. Sort of true. When it comes to religion, it's not the sign or the poster or the website that will bring people here. For me shopping at Whole Foods, yeah, that flyer will get me to Whole Foods. But here, it's word of mouth. You probably came here from someone else who told you, and that's really how this parampara is going. So certainly, we can illuminate the sign better. But finally, the best strategy to grow this retreat and your centers is you being an ambassador for the same. If you start to smile more, people are going to ask, hey, what's wrong with you? And you simply tell them, it's because I came to this retreat. It's because I studied Gita, and on and on and on. So be an ambassador. Last point I thought here, yes. Yeah. It's heavy. So four classes would have been more at ease with the explanation. Thank you for your feedback, positive and constructive. If you have anything else you would like to add, subtract, then tell Anuji. You can verbally tell Anuji. She's in the room right now. Fine. You can tell Ramchandraji, Geeta Aunty, okay? Don't just say it's someone. They may not be from Atlanta, okay? Geeta Aunty's there, Ramchandraji's there. If you want to do this anonymously, just write it out and put it near Bhagwan. And that message will get to Arch in my mission Atlanta. Yes, so feedback. I find that people of Indian origin are poor at giving feedback, but they still have the expectations. So when you're given a feedback form like this or online, then fill it out. It helps people. It helps you. You'll organize this at your center 1 year too. You'll appreciate this feedback. So share with them verbally or in a written form and leave it near Bhagwan, okay? Vilasniji, is that anything you wanted to add or share about all of this? Okay. Yeah.
So I'm not sure when, what time they can spend 5 minutes on that, but we'll find it somewhere. Okay. For everyone to write out your positive thoughts and your suggestions for improvement. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
And that positive writing, if you choose to write, and we hope you will, testimonials go a long way in outreach and on and on and on. Okay, so a paragraph would be meaningful. Next, a part of every retreat that we have, whether it's the Masamadhi camp or the Devi retreat, that we miss out on is alone time. We've been talking so much about that, but we just, I don't know, we don't spend time alone, or we need it to be regulated more. So for the next 20 minutes, I want you to date yourself. That means you don't walk around, you don't write anything, you don't close your eyes. Just sit anywhere in this room. Sit, not lie.